after he gives a presentation, Sussex County Council members will have an opportunity to ask questions. Subsequent to that, it will be opened up to the public, and any member of the public may comment on the issue at hand. Subsequent to that, the council can ask additional questions, and if they desire, can close the public hearing, public record, and a vote be taken. The first hearing this morning is weight annexation of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Long Neck area. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning. A request for permission to prepare and post notices for this parcel was granted on June 27th of 2017. It is parcel 23-114.01, and it's an easement to the parcel from Branch Road. The expansion was requested by T.H. White, the owner of the property. The parcel was identified as needing a new septic system or a septic system upgrade at the purchase of the property. The owner would prefer to connect to county-run sewer system versus installing a new septic system, since we are installing lines nearby. The purchase of the property included an easement to Branch Road, and by including this easement as part of our request, it makes the parcel contiguous to our sewer district and provides a path for the pipeline from the residence to the infrastructure being installed in Branch Road. The owner proposes to connect the existing home and the shop located on the parcel, and the project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection. Parcel was posted July 10th, 2017. We have had no calls or contacts in support or opposition at this time.
Any questions from council?
If I have one.
Yes.
Wilson.
Are you forcing a person, I don't know if I understood you right, are we forcing somebody to put a new septic system if it don't suit us?
We do not force that. It's a DENREC issue. They inspect it apparently upon sale and let them know that the system would need an upgrade.
I understand they're in that direction. I understand they're going that direction now.
Yes, we are installing sewer in Branch Road. Well, we are not installing it. Developers installing in Branch Road.
So they come along, sort of force them into putting a new septic system, or they can go with us.
Nobody's forcing anybody.
I don't think that's the case at all.
I don't think they'd like to hear that.
And we're not forcing anything. It's just that they know they need an upgrade. We're close by. Better preferred option by the owner.
I heard discussed it on the radio a couple days ago about people. Was when he got ready to sell the house. Although the septic system worked very well, they were forced to have an inspector come out and put a new one in.
That's a DENREC issue, totally.
Right.
Nothing to do with the county.
Was that fake news?
I understand DENREC's involved into that.
That'd be their call, yeah.
Are we part of DENREC?
No, we are not. No.
Are we telling DENREC what they can do and not do?
We are not.
No, sir.
We're not doing none of that.
No, sir.
In other words, we pass anything we want by DENREC be involved.
I don't know about that.
We're not part of DENREC. We don't control DENREC.
It sounds like DENREC sort of controls us because we can't do nothing only what DENREC's telling us what we can do. Can't do.
No.
We can't do anything with state law, but that's another subject. Go ahead. Anything else from council?
Mr. Chairman, I got a question for you.
That's a sore subject.
Did we reach out to anybody else along Branch Road?
We actually are. Everything you see in the yellow along Branch Road, we already have in our district.
I'm talking about in white.
In the white, no, that's a very large parcel. That's one large parcel that surrounds this one. Yes.
Okay. Were there any other questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue today? Is there any member of the public here that would like to address this? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public record on this and public hearing, and if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close public record. Does someone have a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do the same thing.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Long Neck area, to include a parcel of land 234-23.00-114.01. along the south side of Branch Road and an easement associated with the parcel, both located in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds and in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Have we already had this hearing?
Mr. Wilson.
Has this already been voted on?
We're voting on it right now?
We're voting right now.
I'm talking about the people that's living in the district.
There's one individual.
The yellow district, yes, has already been voted on.
They've already voted.
We're voting on the green right now.
In other words, they all agreed to it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll take our vote then.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next public hearing, Mr. Moore.
The next public hearing is an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Roman numeral signs, Section 159.5B1. Ms. Cornwell is going to make a presentation on this matter, and then we'll follow the same procedures. Ms. Cornwell.
Good morning. As we've gone through last year, the council adopted new sign regulations. As we've been moving forward, we've had a couple of items that have come up. This one is very specific. It's very narrow based. That the issue is that the current way the code is written, that a person with a on-premise sign cannot put their sign on their property if it is within 50 feet of a billboard that could be on an adjacent property. So the intent of this ordinance is to amend that to allow for an on-premise sign to be located within 50 feet of a billboard. However, a billboard could not be located within 50 feet of the on-premise sign. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on July 13th of this year. At that time, they recommended approval of the change in the ordinance.
Thank you. Any questions, Council?
Yes. The separation, they have to be different parcels. Is that a correct statement?
I don't think it has to be a different parcel. That's the issue we've run into, is that there's a billboard that is now nonconforming that is on an adjacent property that the current property owner cannot put a sign on their property because of the width and the circumstances of their property and the location of the billboard on the adjacent property.
I guess that's my question, is the clarification of an adjacent parcel. Legally, it is a different parcel than the one that somebody wants to put an on-premise sign.
Sharp. The way it reads right now is it doesn't matter if it's on the same parcel or on an adjacent one. And I think one of the issues that had come up was that previously, before we adopted the sign ordinance last year, you could potentially have one or some of these non-conforming ones that were very close to a property line, and that would have made it difficult for someone to place an on-premise sign on their own property because an off-premise sign was on another property.
Right.
So that was, I think, the issue that came up before the staff after the amendment was adopted.
And I would concur, but my concern is if you have, let's say, somebody owns two parcels, in theory, and it's the same person, and somebody has a billboard on the one, and then they choose, it could be even on the same parcel, doesn't make a difference, but bottom line, it's the same ownership. And I would see this as a possible loophole to yet again circumvent the original intent of separation. Because the priority, you know, number one, you had a billboard, somebody wanted to advertise other businesses that are not located on that parcel. Now the business model is being shifted, whereas one wants to actually create a business on that parcel. So the business model is changing, and will this perhaps be a loophole to prevent the original intent of separation?
Perhaps. You're basically saying the way it would be written under this ordinance is you could put if you put the billboard up first, you know, your on-premise sign could then be placed closer within that 50 feet for whatever, you know, whether it's on your property or on your neighbor's property or if you own the property next door. So there is that possibility. One of the other problems that sometimes has come up, and I think staff has seen this as well, is that there's a billboard on there and then somebody wants to develop their property for a business and maybe has difficulty because of there's stormwater management, there's parking, there's only so many places they can put things. Maybe they're constrained otherwise, that putting that on-premise sign, they may have to be within that 50-foot envelope too. So I think that was another thing. I believe we had that discussion a little bit last year when we were kicking this idea around. So
I guess the point is it feasible for somebody who wants to actually create a business, a brick-and-mortar building with an on-premise sign, that they have to, at that point in time, prioritize what they want to do on their business model and then perhaps remove the billboard.
It's quite possible that that's something they would have to determine.
I'm just throwing that out there as my concern is this a potential loophole to prevent, to circumvent the original intent?
It's possible, but I think we've also seen the fact that we've had a couple of business owners come into the office and we haven't been able to issue permits because there's a billboard next door, so they are not
able to have... Did they own the billboard?
No, it is on a separate parcel of land, so they then cannot have an on-premise sign on their property to advertise their business, and that's what we have run into in the office.
So I guess the question is, can we adjust the language to whereas it's got to be a separate parcel, separate owner?
This has gone through planning and zoning.
It has, and
they approved this.
They recommend
it 5-0.
Correct.
But did any of them ask these very questions? So, but
any more questions?
Yeah. That is after we have the public hearing. Council always has the opportunity to amend what is here. So, if there are no other questions from council at this point, we'll open it up to the public. Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got a lot of questions on this one. If I own a property, well, let's start over. Let's say I go buy a property. You own the property here, but I buy a property from him right next to here. Yours is zoned to allow you a billboard. Now I come in and I change the zoning, get the zoning changed to put in a business. Conditional use, it doesn't matter what. I don't care whether that sign is 10 foot from the line. Why should I not be allowed to have my business sign on this property? It's absolutely stupid to say, oh, you can't have a sign. Look, I went through this thing back in 1980-something. When they put that billboard up before and screwed it all up, and I came in and wanted to put a sign up on a piece of property, just for me, you can't do that. Why not? From February to September, it took me that long for them to change the ordinance because I was too close to a neighbor's house. Now, how asinine is that? Same principle with that sign. Why should the person not be able to? You're two parcels. It has no bearing on neither one of the parcels whatsoever. Am I correct? You own it, you own it, or I own it. It doesn't matter. Everything should be separate. I don't care. Just like when you were just done the sign law ordinance and you said, well, you want to now go from the property line because if somebody adds to the house, you know what? I don't really give a diddly squat whatsoever. All because the sign would now be non-conforming. Who was there first? So he wants to build onto the house or the church, it doesn't matter. The sign is still there. It's going to stay there forever. But this whole thing here is asinine. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else that would like to speak on this proposed ordinance? Anyone else that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Close public hearing. Close public comment if council chooses okay with that. Ask somebody, Mr. Moore, I guess, to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21 in Roman numerals, signs, Section 159.5B1.
Pleasure of council.
I will move for the adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
I'll second the motion.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion?
Could I just ask?
Mr. Cole, questions? Yes, sir.
We have planning and zoning's recommendations. How about staff? Could you make any comments? Is it okay to ask
yeah,
her for
certainly.
Any staff comments between the two? Both of you. I would consider you both staff. What is your position? You heard Mr. Arlette's concerns and other things.
I think there could be a potential that somebody could find a loophole, but I think it also helps some of the business owners that we've had issues with who've run into the problem that there's a billboard on currently. And that's only for current billboards. So new billboards actually have a larger separation distance. So this is, staff feels, is just to help a few property owners.
Okay.
Can somebody put a small sign up near this billboard?
Not until council votes, if they vote affirmatively.
Or does that have to be more than 50 feet? 50 feet won't.
Right now, it's got to be 50
feet. Right now, it needs to be 50 feet.
Plus, that'd be a political sign, say that's small.
It would be an on-premise ground sign.
On premises. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody gave permission. Well, it sounds here, we're not even getting freedom of speech here. It's a matter written on, it's written freedom of speech, isn't it? We're sorry, we got to watch ourselves when we say that. What's that to our freedom of speech?
Well, the last thing would be Mr.
Sharp. Do you have any comments from Sharp?
Yeah, good. My other point comment, would the staff then be willing to make sure that they would notify the council if it looks like it's going to be abused, where there is, some abuse where you feel that it didn't do what it was supposed to do? So,
I think staff and I know our office, we've repeatedly talked about things in the code that perhaps could be updated, and that would be something that we would keep tabs on as well. The one thing I would note is I think the way it's drafted would also make it easier for staff to be able to keep tabs on it rather than if we try to get too specific with it. This is something that should be easy to follow by looking at available records and what have you for however long it's in effect.
I'm done. That's all right.
Any more questions, Mr. Wilson?
And what Mr. Cole is saying here, it's almost like we're judging ourselves. Is that correct? When we put a sign up, we got to judge ourselves, come tell you that we don't think it should be there. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
No, I think what Mr. Cole says, he would like to know if the staff would track this as they come in and get applications, and if it comes to be something that is an issue, make us aware of it, maybe we have to make another change in something.
I misunderstood.
Any more questions or comments? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes, totally in support of somebody having the ability to put a sign on their own property. Yes.
Mr. Burton?
I'm in support.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, based on staff's comments, I'll vote yes.
Also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to move back on the agenda to...